Sounds good. From our studios in North Florida, it's In Black and Right. And now your host, the baby-faced assassin of freedom, Jerry Brooks.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, patriots of all ages, welcome to In Black and Right, the new definition of color commentary. I am, as always, your host and baby-faced assassin of freedom, Jerry Brooks. Also, your tour guide through the increasingly wacky world of Joe Biden's America. And just as we were getting ready to start coming on the air, breaking news from justthenews.com. San Francisco police have reportedly made an arrest early Thursday morning in the April 4th fatal stabbing of tech executive Bob Lee. Mr. Lee was killed on April 4th in Emeryville, California. And he was also an executive with the tech company Cash App, which I tend to use from time to time to receive and send money from folks. And yeah, it is amazing that apparently, according to the report, that the killer of Mr. Lee also worked in the tech sector. Now, I'm wondering if he possibly might have worked for, say, Twitter? I mean, it is San Francisco, after all. But, not going to get into speculation at this point. But that is the breaking news right now from San Francisco. Now, sorry, I do have to apologize for yesterday. I ran into some technical difficulty. Which is unfortunate, but we've got it all straightened out, and so there was no audio version of the show yesterday, but there was a video version, and so far we're in day four of the premiere week of In Black and Right Daily, which you can find on our Rumble page. The easiest way to get to it is to simply go to our website, inblackandright.net, and right on the homepage. You don't have to scroll down very far at all. You'll find a link to the In Black and Right Rumble page, and I simply say, hey, if you like it, send it to like-minded friends all over the place. Send an email, send something. But yeah, it's gonna get better. We're still kind of working through some of the bugs, but we're getting better all the time. So, and that will be coming up later today. But right now, I want to kind of pick up where I was trying to leave off yesterday. But one thing that you're not, one story that has, that isn't around in many news outlets, at least not the mainstream media, and it needs to be, I'm like, holy cow, folks. I haven't heard of it in too many places, but leave it to the wonderful folks at Just the News to keep up on this stuff and to make the mainstream media look like total doofuses. This was a story I wanted to get to yesterday, but it is incredibly important. And the headline, bank records show millions in transactions between Hunter Biden and China firms, and that's coming from Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, and his committee is been doing research into this and investigations. To read some of this, to kind of get you up to speed, Senator Johnson told the Washington Times the records show the Biden crime family involved with the now defunct CEFC China Energy, which had connections to the Chinese Communist Party. Surprise, surprise. The firm reportedly gave $1 million to Hudson West III, which was a joint venture owned by Hunter Biden and Gong Wen Dong, a business associate of CEFC's founder and chairman, according to bank records. Wow. And It's insane. And in referencing back to the Washington Times story, I love their headline, China sent not-so-subtle threat to Joe Biden by revealing Hunter's bank records. Wow. Hello. Somebody help me. This is wild. And I am hearing even Congressman Clay Higgins, Republican of Louisiana. God, I'm liking that guy. I actually liked him before he was a congressman. But it is absolutely amazing some of the things that he even said on the Wilco Majority, which is a radio show, I believe, based in New York City. But holy cow. I mean, it's bad enough that you've got what's going on with Just the News and their reporting, but now you've got other things going on. Not just the bank records, but some of the other ever so slightly hinky things that were going on with Hunter Biden and the Biden regime. Now, I'm looking at this. Now, bank records are just bank records. They're just numbers. They have no political agenda. But they do tell things. They are some very telling things that are really skunky. Really, really skunky. About Biden, about Hunter Biden, his dealings in business, and so many other things that just blows my mind. As far as how corrupt this family is. Now, according to Congressman Higgins on the Wilco Majority radio show, there were 150 SARs, which stands for Suspicious Activity Reports, on Hunter Biden and the Biden family. Not just Hunter, but Biden's brother, James Biden. I mean, this family is not quite like the Corleones, but still, they're pretty corrupt. And it is really disgusting, frankly, how little money it took them to, well, to sell out their country. To throw the United States under the bus. Hello. Can somebody help me on this one? I think it's about, according to reports, it's about some $35 million that the Bidens have had some of these very shady dealings with China. And China owns Biden lock, stock, and barrel. This is why you're not going to see any decisive moves by the Biden administration in regards to especially Taiwan, but other things as well. Human rights and all the other abuses that China has done to its people. Oh no, you'll never hear it. You will never hear it from Biden, because the second China thinks that he's not playing ball, they will nuke him. They will torch him. It's wild. It is absolutely wild. But this is another wait and see moment for excuse me. In this ongoing saga, and as more becomes available, we'll definitely let you know what's going on. But in other news, it just blows my mind. Another great story from Just the News: Dems ripping Clarence Thomas for non-disclosure. But mum on Biden judges who may have the same problem. In other words, another prime example of the two-tiered justice system that's in this country. And especially when it comes to Justice Clarence Thomas. Now, Dems, the Democrats, have hated Clarence Thomas for all of the time he's been on the court, and even before, when he was going through the Senate Judiciary Confirmation hearings, which were chaired by none other than Senator Joe Biden. Makes you wonder. But anyway, so yes. Now, apparently, just reading some of the story, and it just cracks me up. The thing about Clarence Thomas, I mean, the man is a genius. I visited his hometown, Savannah, Georgia, just recently. And Democrats have hated Thomas for decades because he committed, in their twisted minds, the one thing that black Americans aren't supposed to do, and that is leave the plantation. Your black Americans, in the minds of Democrats, they are to stay on the plantation to perpetually be dependent upon government handouts and other programs. Multi-generational poverty. I have seen it with my own eyes, and it absolutely blows my mind. And this has been going on for decades. I mean, even before the days of the civil rights movement. And yet, black Americans far too often will still vote for Democrats, even though they treat, I mean, this is like political domestic abuse. And I mean it like this. Every 2 to 4 years, you have Democrats coming to urban areas and having their people in place programmed to go, don't you dare vote for the Republican. They're awful, they're evil, they're racist, blah, 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 blah. Clarence Thomas is a race traitor. He's an Uncle Tom. He's an Oreo. I mean, I've heard those exact names used of me, and they can't come up with anything original. Nothing. So now Just the News does its own investigative reporting. And I love that. These guys are good. These are John Solomon's team are just amazing. Now, here's what just cracks me up. Now, Just the News did a review of Biden-appointed judges and found that not only did many leave their reimbursement sections blank, but almost none of them had any quote-unquote gifts to disclose. But now, here's the problem. Got a little bit of a bug problem in here today, but anyway. Now, interesting, Justice Thomas, an article published last week by ProPublica outlined trips Clarence Thomas had taken with GOP mega donor Harlan Crow, one of which included travel on a chartered plane and yacht valued at over $500,000. Now, in this report, and I quote here, Thomas flies on Crow's Bombardier Global 5000 jet, the outlet reported, and that was ProPublica. He has gone with Crow to the Bohemian Grove, the exclusive California all-male retreat, and to Crow's Sparling Ranch in East Texas. And Thomas typically spends about a week every summer at Crow's private resort in the Adirondacks. Now, This ProPublica, which is sounds pretty leftist to me. It's like, hey, they want to go after Thomas. Not quite to the same degree that they want to go after Donald Trump. But, oh yeah, Clarence Thomas is up there. And they want to go after Thomas to render him either useless or to get him to resign from the high court. I don't believe that's going to happen. I really don't believe so. Because Thomas is essentially has intellectual firepower at a nuclear level. So, yes, he is arguably the most powerful and influential black man in the entire country. Arguably so. But, yes, the Democrats have never forgiven Thomas for, one, getting on the high court, and, number two, not voting the way they should, or at least he should, to forward helping minorities, because Thomas, in his highly distinguished 30 years on the court, have gone against issues such as affirmative action and various and sundry other things. And this is why even black liberals just hate him. Because he betrayed us. He's not down with the struggle. Blah, 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 blah. And the one thing that black liberals hate are black conservatives who are independent thinkers and will not get with their messed up program to serve their Democrat masters. So no, I know what that's like. 30 years ago or so, I left the plantation. I didn't give a rip. I thought for myself, and I came to my own conclusions by myself. And they've hated. Liberals hate this. Black liberals, white liberals. The only difference is white liberals, you have to use black liberals to do it most of the time because they don't want to get called racist, but they are racist. It's kind of a weird logic for me. So yes, I love this because Duck Durbin from Illinois on the Senate Judiciary Committee apparently asked Chief Justice Roberts to investigate an internal investigation of Clarence Thomas. And, yeah, that has got to be absolutely stupid, going for this whole double standard again. You know, Clarence Thomas, bad. Biden nominees, we'll just kind of, yeah, they're okay. They're not doing anything. So, nope, sorry. That is just messed up. Just thoroughly messed up. So I'm not really going to go into that, per se. But let's see. Oh! Speaking of things legal, I found it interesting looking at this next story. And the headline, legal argument by Dem election super lawyer will aid GOP challenge upend Arizona's attorney general race. And that came from Abe Hamadeh, who ran as a Republican for Arizona attorney general. And apparently because of people like Mark Elias, who, and I'll get into Elias because there's some really hinky stuff going on, and I'm not exactly sure what in regards to him, but Abe Hamadeh fell 280 votes short of winning the attorney general's race. Now, all of the other various McCainiacs, the Arizona Republican Party, and the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, who are really nothing short of spawns of Satan, did it not just to Abe Hamadeh, they did it to Carrie Lake, they did it to Mark Fincham. They went for the whole, you know, whatever sort of, oh, we did our job. You didn't do jack squat, Arizona, Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. All of you are swine. You're lying pigs. And what you did to disenfranchise tens of thousands of Arizona voters is pretty much unforgivable. Because you didn't do your job, and I don't care what you say or who you say it to, who want to stand up to you. It's like, nah, you're still slime, and I really hope that you get recalled. Because you really need to be. Because what you did to all those people is just straight evil. And probably the ghost of John McCain probably told you to do it. Considering you seem to worship the guy. Ugh. But I know, I'm just being a little grumpy, but interesting though, Abe Hamadeh is suing his opponent, the Attorney General Chris Mays, to ensure all votes were counted in their midterm election contest, which Hamadeh lost by just 280 votes according to an automatic statewide recount. Now, in a legal challenge to the Arizona election integrity law that's pending before, of all places, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, Mark Elias's firm argues that the cancellation of multiple voter registrations for a single voter across different counties could result in voter suppression of populations that frequently move. Now, Mark Elias, the Democrat super election lawyer, who did go in Arizona and pretty much, and Elias is a pretty evil guy. He's not necessarily a nice person and will push for the Democrat agenda as hard as he possibly can. But what interested me is a quote in the story by Abe Hamadeh. And this is a tweet from Abe Hamadeh Wednesday on Twitter. Quote, Elias is unintentionally going to get the disenfranchised votes from the November 2022 election counted, which will upend the Arizona Attorney General's race. And wow, that's pretty interesting. Because the related story talking about Mark Elias. Now, Elias and the DNC have parted ways, which really makes me wonder how or why. Why would their greatest weapon as far as stealing an election, why would they break ties with him? And that is just, ugh. This is just really odd to me, reading the story from Reuters. Now, I'm taking a look here at the, about the middle of the story. And, of course, and Mark Elias has his own law firm, his own very way out in left field law firm, who will support Democrats in other parts of the country and all sorts of way out in left field wackadoodle groups. But this is just interesting. DNC spokesperson Amar Moussa said in a statement that the committee, quote, is appreciative of Elias Law Group's years of work and service of the values we share, end quote. In other words, we're going to steal elections and we're going to do whatever we have to do it. But, wow. Of course, with Mark Elias, who had involvement with the Perkins Coie Law Group, the whole thing with the fake dossier and the Hillary Clinton campaign, blah, blah, blah. I am just absolutely scratching my head. Why would Mark Elias and the DNC part ways? Why would they no longer want to work together when Elias was such a great legal asset when it came to stealing elections? and election interference. That one is going to be a real head scratcher for me. So hopefully as time will go on and we find out the why, it's going to be interesting to see. But one last thing that kind of bugged me today. Now, in Tennessee, the Nashville Metro Nashville Council has voted to send Justin Jones back to the Tennessee legislature. And in other news, another county commission in Tennessee voted to send back his partner in crime, Justin Pearson. Now, this just absolutely blows my mind. Now, because Justin Pearson is from the Memphis area, Justin Jones from Nashville. And yet, both county councils sent them back to the legislature. Now, I don't know what can be done from this moment forward, but I'll guarantee to you, the two Justins, Pearson and Jones, young black men who are just full-blown Gen Z radicals and anarchists. They are. They are just essentially, they're activists with political titles. And anything that has to do with either one of them is going to be, well, essentially shot down in flames, because the Tennessee House is Republican majority, and anything that they do is going to be held under even greater scrutiny because of their foolish and, well, frankly, asinine actions, thinking that they can bring a January 6th style protest to the floor of the Tennessee House of Representatives. No. Sorry. This ain't Washington, D.C., and frankly, anybody who's going to try to defend you are freaking hypocrites, because this is the type of thing, the narrative that they tried to put forth on the January 6th protesters. And I'm willing to bet you they are going to evoke January 6th if they haven't already. So no, and they will come up with the usual screaming, griping, moaning, you know, Republicans are racist, blah, 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 blah. I mean, these two guys are not the sharpest knives in the drawer. I mean, heck, I know what they're about, and I don't even know of them that well, like, until they went seriously stupid. You know? And I said, you know, come on, black folks. Do you not understand when you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes? Black privilege does not give you the right or the entitlement to go around destroying property, hurting people's businesses and livelihoods, and even taking their lives. Get over it. And until you get over this BLM nonsensical programming, you're going to be nothing more than obnoxious little twits who thinks that they can force their radical agenda by being violent. It's not going to happen, folks. And until you figure it out, and until Black America figures it out, I mean the radical Democrat Black Americans, you're not going to get a whole lot of support, and you're going to look foolish. But that's just me. What can I do, folks? But, we've got plenty to go. But I'm just going to call it a day, I think, today. I just want to say thank you to everybody. You can also, just to let you know, hey, if you love In Black and Right, we can be found on any and all podcast platforms. We are that big. as far as, you know, being able to find us. Also, if you, again, as I said earlier in the podcast, that if you want to find our video version in Black and Right Daily, just go to inblackandright.net, scroll down, you'll see the Rumble logo, and we have a link right there on the homepage where you can look at the show and all of our other video archives. And with that, take care, my friends. WTF Friday is coming tomorrow, and boy, is it going to be pretty darn good. So love you, take care, God bless, and remember, Patriots come in all colors.